just let me know when the recording has begun. Can you begin the recording, please?
The recordings have begun.
Thank you very much. Welcome back, everyone. We have now a half an hour session on the IDN Variant TLD's program update, and here to provide that update for us and present the work of on this issue is Dennis Jennings. So, Dennis, please take it away.
Thank you very much indeed. These slides are up, and I hope they're up on Adobe Connect as well. I'm going to run fairly quickly through this presentation. This is the same presentation that we'll be going through in detail on Thursday at noon with a lot more explanation, so I'd encourage you, if you can, to attend that session. But I'll go through it quickly and take questions. So this is an update on the IDN Variant TLD's program. You'll remember that... Well, let me just give the agenda. The agenda is we're going to look at the program, we're going to look at the projects that we're going to undertake and hopefully complete this ICANN fiscal year 13, that's 2012-13. Look at the follow-on projects that hopefully we'll get to. This week we're going to announce the team, the staff and the consultants for each project. We're going to call for volunteers for one particular project and take questions and answers the same program as we're going to go through, as I said, on Thursday. So, the background is that the Issues project was launched to look at approaches to IDN variant TLDs. It was initiated by the board in 2010. We took an approach of having six case study teams, community teams, volunteer teams, supported by ICANN, to look at six different scripts, and then with support from some of those team members, the ICANN team put together an integrated issues report, which was finally completed and published after rounds of public comment and so on earlier this year. Those of you who have read the six case studies, in particular, I'd commend you to read the integrated issues report, will have some idea of the complexity of what we're trying to do in this program. The goals for the program that arises now, and so we call the first couple of phases the issues phase, having identified the issues, and in the integrated issues report it identified the number of next steps and a rationale for those next steps. We've taken those next steps and compiled them into the TLD program. And the goal of the program is to define the processes that must be in place to enable the management of IDN variant TLDs. So an underlying assumption here is that we will work out how the processes, and those processes will be able to be implemented, and we will in due course be able to delegate IDN variant TLDs. There are lots of ifs in that statement, but that's the structure. Now note, the work is focused on exchangeable code point variants only. We'll go through this when we look at the comments, and I'll explain that. That is where the one code point is exchangeable, one Unicode code point is exchangeable by another. So there are code point variants, or in some cases, by one code point by more than one in more complex cases. The timeline for the program, there are a number of projects in the program, as you'll see, and we'll be going through. Was originally published in March 2012 for this year for public comment, and had a number of projects as outlined on the slide that's on your computer screens if you're on Adobe Connect and here in the hall. I've just been told that I'm speaking too far away from the microphone, so I'll try and speak up a little bit. So that was the original time that line was published, and it was published for public comment, and we received quite a bit of feedback. which is listed here on the slide. A number of people said, well, why don't you do more scripts, which is implicit in what we've decided to do. A lot of support for variant TLDs for a variety of reasons, but particularly to minimize user confusion and fraudulent use. But importantly, to prioritize the code point variants over whole string variants. There are two general categories of variants that were identified in the issues reports and in the integrated issues report. Code point variants, that's code points that are exchangeable, and then variants that are associated with the whole string were particularly identified by the Greek case study, where there are dialects. And there's an analysis of this issue in the integrated issues report, and basically it's hard to conceive of any deterministic way of establishing what are variant whole string variants. And so rather than prioritize that, which would have delayed the rest of the project, the advice we got from the community was to defer consideration of whole string variants and prioritize code point variants. A lot of focus on individual community needs of one sort or another, and some comments about giving advantage to or disadvantaging various script communities, which is certainly not our goal. We published a revised project plan, and we had so far received some public comment, which is listed here, and we'll be publishing an analysis of that when the public comment closes. The main feedback we're getting is a desire to accommodate individual processes for different script communities, basically to let some communities who are, quotes, ready, unquotes, move more rapidly. A concern that we move rapidly enough so that it might be possible to include IDN variant TLDs in the first batch of the new gTLD program, which I think, unfortunately, is probably unlikely when you see the schedule, our schedule. Collaboration with the technical and language communities, you'll see that clearly, as in the issues report, this is going to be heavily dependent on community input. And some comments on the terminology. Halfway through this, we reverted from label generation rule set, or LGR for the root, to IDN tables, which is a it's a term that has been used, but unfortunately is less precise, and we're probably going to revert back to the LGR, or label generation rule set, as a more precise technical term. So the revised project plan, which has been published and is out for public comment, focuses on the critical path on three projects: an IDN table format tool project to get a standard tool for expressing the label generation rule set or the tables, not only for the root, but maybe it will have applicability elsewhere. Give a standard tool, a useful task that's well underway. Kim Davies is leading that. The IDN table creation and maintenance process for the root, or the label generation rule set process, which is to agree the process that we will use to establish the label generation rules. Whether we'll try and get the whole label generation rule set done in one go, what expertise is required, how changes are introduced, whether it's possible to partition it. That approach and how that will work is the first process. And interestingly, Project 6 is focused on the user experience when variants are activated, delegated and activated, because a primary concern is that the user experience will be at least acceptable, whatever we mean by user experience, but certainly consistent and acceptable, so that it doesn't introduce further risk to users, be they humans or computers, of IDN variant TLDs. And we've reprioritized the other projects, so the revised timeline pulls forward, by deferring some projects, pulls forward the critical date to this fiscal year, towards the middle of calendar year 13, when we expect to have these projects completed and be able to move ahead with the follow-on projects, which are to do with implementation. preparing for the implementation. So these projects to complete it in this fiscal year, ICANN fiscal year, are the, as I said, the IDN table format specification. We'll be going through these in a lot more detail on Thursday, but just to highlight them here for this presentation. Project 2.1, if you're wondering at the funny numbering, we kept the numbering of the original plan so that people didn't get doubly confused, so the numbering is a little strange here. Project 2.1 is the key technical project, the process for creating and maintaining IDN tables for the root zone. And there's a detailed timeline for that, which again we'll go through to in more detail in Thursday, at the Thursday session, which you can see there on the screen. Publish a straw man in July, first round of consultations with the volunteers in August, draft process published in September, second round of consultation with volunteers in September to October, revised draft process, and publish it in March 2013. That's the goal, and it's going to rely heavily on community volunteers, but given our experience with the issues project, I think that's doable. The other project is examining the user experience, as I've described, and the milestones for that are publish here in Prague a study proposal and conduct the first public consultation, which will start on Thursday. Execute the study that's proposed once there's agreement on that. Draft report for public, second public consultation in Toronto, revision, and in January, we'll hopefully publish the final report on the user experience. And then follow those once the public comment process has been gone through and the report's finalized with the go-ahead, hopefully, from the board and actually using the process that's been agreed to populate the label generation rule set or the tables for the root zone and agree them. To update ICANN's GTLD and CCTLD programs to take account of these changes, and to update ICANN's operations, evaluation and so on, to take account of these changes. Now, a number of issues have been identified as we go along, and we expect that more will be identified. These issues will be identified and will be addressed, and what we hope is that we will have an opportunity periodically to consult with the GNSO and the CCNSO on these issues. And they are issues such as the atomicity or the indivisibility of the IDN variant TLD sets. So when you have a variant TLD set, a string, a set of code points in a string and its variants, and for some reason or other there may be a challenge to one of the variants, does that break up the set, or is it regarded as an atomic unit, and if one element of it fails, all fails? That's an issue. Conditions for delegating, apart from the technical conditions, what are they? That's an issue. Evaluation requirements, how they're going to be evaluated and what the fees should be, is an issue. Registrar's ongoing fees, an issue probably of interest to this community. The requirements, contractual and otherwise, for registries and registrars. Who is in relation to IDN, TDLDs and their variants. And rights protection mechanisms, particularly with the complexity of perhaps a number, small, maybe a large number of variants associated with a particular delegated string. And what are those right protection mechanisms? And back to the beginning, how does that affect the variant set? We think, our working assumption is that current policies are sufficient to deal with these issues. That may or may not be the case, and that's why we want to make sure that we're consulting with the GNSO and briefing the GNSO and the CCNSO from time to time should there be policy issues that have to be addressed by the SOs. We think not, but we don't know. Most importantly, the key technical project, use technical both in the protocol technical sense, but also in the linguistic, language, community, script sense, is going to be driven largely by volunteers, and there is from the community. And there's a call for volunteers published for this project, Project 2.1. We're seeking volunteers with expertise in DNS, IDNA, Unicode, linguistics, and with some understanding and familiarity with ICANN's role and responsibilities, including policy development. There's a lot of interest in this. I think our challenge is going to be not to get volunteers, but to constrain the numbers of volunteers to a workable set. We're also going to encourage organizations around the globe who have interest in this area to provide local support to their community. It's not for us for ICANN to call on organizations to do this, but we hope that just as we got organizations to support the Issues Project, that there'll be many organizations around the world who will provide support, organizational logistics, communications, and financial to their local community to begin to address locally some of these issues and feed into our project. If you're interested in volunteering, the closing date for volunteers for responses to this call is the 13th of July. And the URL there is where you'll find the details. And lastly, I've mentioned the Thursday session. It's now on at 12 noon. I think the calendar has been updated, the schedule, published schedule, but those of you who have carefully noted this at an earlier time will discover it's now at 12 noon. It'll be on for an hour and a half. The last half hour will be almost certainly focused on the user experience draft document, which will be discussed then. And that's it. Any questions? Thank you, Chair.
So, Yoav Ching. Yoav.
Hi, Yoav Karen from Reuters Charles. You mentioned that you had 12 languages. Did I get it right? 12 languages that issued had an issue report?
We did 6 studies for 6 different scripts.
Okay.
The Chinese script, the Arabic script, the Greek, the Latin, and the Cyrillic scripts.
Okay. And there's an intention, as I understand, to add additional scripts now in the process?
The intention is to cover all scripts, the whole Unicode code point repertoire for the root. So not to do specific studies on particular scripts. We think out of the issues reports that we got over the case studies and the integrated issues report, we've got some sort of handle on the issues, and now we're not dealing specifically with individual scripts, but inviting all the global community to address the issue.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Yoav Ching.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Stefan, and thank you, Dennis, for the report. And we believe that the registry has made a statement to the revised program, and we appreciate the revised timeline incorporates the feedback that was conducted during the Costa Rica meeting, and I think it's very useful in terms of meeting the timeline. If the program, the GTOD program, runs on that particular timeline, that for the next year, March 2013, that we'll be able to have a mechanism to help the applicant to receive their variant TOD. I have another question. Is actually about seeking for your thoughts. We have now seen the outcome of the application, which is close to 2,000 application, 1,930, and less than 10%. Less than 10% of the applications are actually IDN, and where we see lots of many of the Asian scripts, such as Chinese and Japanese, are in the pipeline. So, do you see any? I mean, this these portions of the application that may impact your work. Let me make it very clearly, is that will help you to prioritize your work in terms of actually figuring out for the Chinese. Thank you.
Yes, thank you for the question. Just responding to your first comment on the timeline, the March timeline is to have the process agreed, and then there's a follow-on project to actually fill out the table or the label generation rule set. I think there will be considerable interest in a process that allows segments of the table to be populated and the associated language and script communities to move forward more rapidly. But that's an outcome of this of the first process. If that is agreed, then clearly you can see some differential movement in the implementation. So I'm not making any commitment to that. I'm just saying if everybody agrees that that's the process, then for some communities we might be able to move quite rapidly in the implementation, filling out the table. And let's see how that goes. In relation to your question, I'm loath to comment on any specific current application. But yes, of course, the information that's gleaned out of those applications will provide input to this process. It'll be indicative of those that are interested and ready to move ahead. There may be some people who have simply waited until the IDN program is finished before even applying, so I don't know what the situation is. But certainly there'll be information in the list of applicants that will be useful, I think, to the project. One of the tools that I can need and that will come out of this label generation rule set or tables process is a tool that will allow ICANN to answer the questions, what are the variants of this string? And is this string a variant of some other string? And if there are variants, what status should they end up in? Should they end up being permissible to be delegated or blocked? We actually don't have that tool now, so there is a bit of a gap between the tool that ideally ICANN would have now to deal with the IDN applications in the new GTL in the existing round, and the tools that will come out of this program. But that's a key set of tools, because ICANN needs to be able to say that is a variant of an existing or another application, and there will only be approximations to that at the moment until we've done this label generation rule set process and filled out the rule set. And I don't have a neat answer to how that's going to be handled.
Thank you, Dennis. Cheng, you want to follow up?
A quick follow up, because and thank you for the answer, for the reply. I have a quick follow-up on, in particular, because I mentioned about the Chinese or other that may contain the variance delegation, simply because in the application, the applicants actually put on the the desire or the potential variance they consider to be valid. So I would assume that the team, I mean, the VIP working group may already or potentially will have a list to look at least something handy and more practical and then you've talked about how many should be delegated and what are the fees and the evaluation procedures. What I'm trying to make my point here is that you have already have that, the variant lists with the corresponding, the apply for string. So I guess you have the scope of lists that you can look at this point, and then maybe to figure it out in the 6 or 12 months timeline. I just want to make that quick point.
No, I understand. I understand the point. And yes, there will be information there which will be very useful for Project 2.1. And there will be information there on which communities believe they're ready to move more rapidly than other communities. So I think that's all very useful input, but and very important. I'm just trying to draw a bright line between the IDN project and the existing UGTLD program. I have some responsibilities for the IDN program, but I have no responsibilities and therefore mustn't be seen to be commenting on the new GTLD program. Just trying to be careful. Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Just a final question. Being involved in almost, I think, all IDN working groups at ICANN since 2005, except of this one, I don't remember that there was such a thorough work done on variants before. As I understand, this is done only for the top level. Was there any intention, I'm just asking because I haven't heard it, to use this work also for the second level?
The strictly formal answer is that this project is only looking at the root. It's only looking at the route where ICANN has responsibilities for the route, for the delegation of TLDs in the route. I confidently expect that the sort of thorough work that we're doing will provide very useful guidelines both on the technology, on the variants, on the user experience, on good practice for variants at the second and subsequent levels. But that's not... So I'm pretty certain that out of this will come a lot of not only useful information, but agreement on approaches and conventions, because one thing that's become clear out of the issues report, and I think will become even clearer out of the user experience study, is that if the user, whether that's an application on the system or an end user, does not have a consistent, understandable, predictable way of dealing with variants, then variants will not be used, in my opinion. And those TLDs who do not conform to whatever emerges as the in quotes, right way to do it, will be at an economic and other disadvantage to those who adopt the experience coming out of the project. That's my expectation and indeed my hope. But formally, we're only looking at the root.
Thank you.
I'm just saying this might be something that we at the council need to explore, you know, as an issue that we should talk about. Just raising it, just, you know, to talk about it right now. But
thanks, Yoav.
So we're about run out of time. I want to thank Dennis for the presentation and the useful dialogue. Thank you. And as you mentioned earlier on, there is a session on this on Thursday at 12. I forget the room, but that is on the schedule, so it'll be easy for people to find. Thank you very much. Operator, please end the recording, and the next session starts now. Thank